Hey, before we kick this off, let's just do a big shout out to Big Pipe. Get that big, a big shout out to Big Pipe.
What do you mean? Did you get that? You just said a word twice.
Well, it's a pun then, isn't it?
No.
And do you know how I found that out?
It's not a pun.
I Googled it using Big Pipe's internet that they provide. And if you sign up with Big Pipe, you can also download their app that they've got. And on that, like, what other internet service provider do you know has an app?
I don't know.
Exactly. And on that app, you can prioritize.
I mean, I think a lot of them do, but not with this feature.
Yeah. Exactly. And you can prioritize, like, what you want to be downloading. So if it's like, God, I've got to listen to this episode of The Male Gaze before anything else, then you just prioritize that, bitch. Oh, I didn't mean to swear in this shout out. Thanks, Big Pipe.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Hello, a good evening, morning or day, and welcome to this new episode of The Male Gaze. It's our birthday.
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday.
I'm coming out.
Do you remember when it was your birthday on, and like what now was on? And then that tune would always play.
Yeah.
And they also did shout outs.
Yes.
So if it was your birthday, your name would literally just like roll across the screen. You'd be like, oh my God, I'm famous.
Pause it and slow it down because there'd be so many other names. Because lots of people have birthdays.
No, I'm pausing down, mate. This was the 90s. There was no MySky.
God.
It's like, if you missed it, your life's over.
What
That's
now?
The 90s for you.
If you missed it, now it's over.
Like nowadays, it's like, oh, I missed it. I'll rewind it or I'll download it later. But back in the day, it was like, it's gone, baby.
That's true, because there was a weird afternoon version of What Now called WNTV, hosted by Antonia Preble.
Mm.
And now, guess what? You can't find that anywhere.
Nah.
You can't find all episodes.
It's all disappeared into a void. Mm. Also, my parents, if it was my birthday, they used to ring the radio station and they would like read it out. On the radio, they'd be like, I think actually my grandparents used to call up the radio and be like,
yeah,
give a birthday shout out, and they'd be like, and a happy birthday, like after like the weather or something, they'd do some birthday shout outs.
Okay, so cast your mind back to Cy and Gary when they used to be on ZM. Now they're on More FM.
Yeah.
This is riveting stuff for anyone who doesn't live in New Zealand.
It's like 10 people.
So they used to do a thing where they gave you a prize, and if you won it, and I think it was to do with birthdays as well, they would give you a ride to school and then snacks to eat for lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
We won that, me and two of my sisters, and we got a ride to school, and then we got given some snacks. But here's the thing, we've been listening to the show for a while, we'd heard other kids do this, and we'd heard them list off the things that they got, and they all got like heaps of food, and we got like one packet of chips and a Muesli bar. And we hadn't brought lunch that day.
Did you write and complain?
Yeah.
Did you?
They were like, you know that prize you gave us? It wasn't big enough. And then they sent us more food.
Imagine being at that, like, working at that radio station.
Yeah.
And getting that letter from this, like, precocious 10-year-old being like, you didn't give me enough for my birthday. I would be like, oh, I'm going to give you a slap around the head for your fucking birthday.
Slap around the head?
That's how we did it now, Hammy.
It's really hard knowing that, like, the person who was in charge of that would have been, like, some 17-year-old who was like, I want to get into radio.
Yeah, it was their first job.
Doing the worst job. It's just posting shit.
But that sucks that you had a shit birthday and you only had a packet of chips and a Muesli bar.
I don't think it was. I think it was my sister's birthday, not mine. So I lucked out. For me, it was just a bonus.
You're just
on a normal day.
The system.
How good are the Black Thunders? That's the cars that stop everywhere that give out prizes.
The radio cars.
We used to chase them.
It'd always be like free sunscreen.
Yeah, or movie tickets to a movie you didn't really want to see.
Yeah, nah, no. Or like mini discs.
Mini discs.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever? I don't even know. I know what the player looks like. I don't know what a mini disc looks
like. It's like a small CD.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that really makes the title make...
I got to bring them back because they're cool.
That would be cool, eh? I'd play a mini disc. I feel like I... Nah, don't worry.
Wait,
a tiny little Discman that was just for tiny CDs, but it wasn't mini discs. They were like its own branded thing, and the music on it was not popular music. It was just some random songs.
It sounds like mini discs, like, and like with demo tracks.
Yeah, maybe.
Remember the days of demo? Everything is for free. This is like flashback episode of Male Gaze. I guess it's our birthday, and that's why you look back.
Happy birthday.
But like, this generation, they don't, like, who are young now, they don't get demos of anything. They just get everything the they thing. Want. And if it's like, if it's not there, they would, like, torrent it.
Literally, Taylor Swift's new album's coming out next week. And for kids who want it, who are just kids hanging out, they just go click and then it plays.
That's insane.
Queuing up, remember saving up those $25 for a new release CD.
Oh.
Minimum. If it had a bonus CD, $32.
That's why I only had a selection of albums. And they were all bad.
Yeah.
One or free CDs.
Like, what kind of free CDs?
I had a lot of clarinet ensemble music. Like, there was this, like, quintet of clarinet players, and I had their CD. I danced there quite a bit. And obviously, like, compilation discs. One with my favorite song of all time, the Bongo song.
Well, how does that go? Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, I know that one.
Yeah, I had to kick into it. For you
What's the drop hit?
I gave you the setup, but it was really when the drop hits.
That was perfect because the pillow talk just before the show.
Dum dum
hit as that started.
Dum 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 dum. We should change our theme tune to that. It might be my favorite song of all time.
The Bongo song. Such a bad title.
I would literally let loose dancing to that, like in the garage. I just like thrash the bongo song, put some cellophane over my lights, and I was basically at like a rave.
Wow.
But I was like 11 in the garage.
I didn't have that. I just had you know what I had, which was so weird, and it was one of my favorite CDs. It was the soundtrack to FIFA World Cup 1997.
Oh.
And one, the main track one was gonna start and on the rooftop shouted out, baby I'm ready to go.
Oh,
that was the theme song of the ads for the football cup. And then but then also on there was three different remixes of, do you know that song? It's like another chariot. Like, it's like a,
I don't think you even know what it is.
I don't know. It's like an English choir song. And in the east, in ancient times,
walking on ancient mountains, Jerusalem.
And
it's called Jerusalem.
The Holy Land of God. It had three different dance remixes of that.
In poor Jerusalem was flat.
And I loved it.
Remix. It's going to drop next week for the Male Gaze. Or maybe that, like, in hindsight now, we would have remastered our opening theme tune. And it would be like, it's the Male. You're off the beat, but that's fine. You clearly didn't listen to it as much as I did as a kid.
Yeah, I did. I was trying my best.
Hey, let's present to our listeners this week the fact of
the
game. I'm just giving you a drama, a little taste of the bongo.
We need to talk about Kevin. It's a joke you made before the show that I've just repeated.
I was really tempted to Photoshop, but I literally do not have the skills for it. Ezra Miller out of the poster and put Kevin Spacey in it with like Tilda Swinton kind of looking sternly at him.
Yeah.
And I was like, ugh. It still makes me feel a little bit sick.
Yeah.
Like, I was watching, Billy Eichner has like the greatest, oh, we should talk about the story and then get into the jokes. I'm getting too excited.
Kevin Spacey's been accused of forcing himself on Anthony Rapp, who said
ever heard of him? I had.
Yeah, we
and
knew
I was surprised because I don't know any actors from anything.
Guess what? He was in Road Trip. He was in
he was in Rent.
That's he's the main guy in Rent.
He's the main guy in Rent.
As fans of the Male Gaze, you will know him from the movie Rent.
He's the guy with the scarf. The less cool brother.
He's the one that's holding the camera all the time, right? He's filming. Yeah. And it's like, stop filming shit. But also, I do appreciate that because back
how
in like...
How we gonna pay? That's his...
If you had a video camera in the 80s, which is when Rent is set, of course you'd be using that all the time.
Oh my God, you'd be shooting so much.
You'd be like, guys, I'm the only one, like, I'm the only one this whole fucking block has got a video camera.
But you wouldn't even really... You'd be like, what am I going to do with this? Like, am I... Like, are we going to turn this into... where am I going to play this? I don't have the technology to play this.
Yeah, but like watching it would be a like, you know, now we watch videos of everyone's like, I literally don't know if I've ever finished an Instagram story. I always click on to the next story before the end of it. I get so bored of watching everyone's content. But back in that day, it was like, sorry.
I'm so sorry, Eli.
No, Chris, I really enjoy it.
Guys, can we all just stop sharing our lives? Eli's sick to death of your content. Stop sharing your happy memories because Eli's done with it.
Yeah, stop sharing your happy memories and listen to this podcast of us just talking.
Follow my content. I don't want to see any of your shit.
Anyway, I feel like you know the novelty of watching someone's video that they made themselves would be exciting. You know, in a world where you're not watching.
That's like my childhood. Dad, we couldn't afford like a video camera, so Dad would hire one. And which is the planning in that is crazy. It's like he knew that one day he would be able to afford one, or that the technology would be affordable again.
Yes.
So he's like, I'll just hire one, and so he owned the tape that went into the cassette player. So he would. And he literally hired it like in like every 4 years. Wow. So when my older brother was born, he's like, well, hire a camera and put a tape in that. And then my older sister was born. He's like, oh, better get that same camera again out and hire it. So, and then, but because he only had it for a few days.
Yeah.
He couldn't capture like sort of off the cuff moments. So he staged moments with my family that felt off the cuff.
So they're repetitions of things that had already happened.
So he wanted, or what's that word? Oh, just the word has escaped me. When it's like he's like fly on the wall and he captures a wee moment that is
candid.
Candid. Thank you. Thank you so much. So he wanted candid footage.
Yeah.
So there's this no shit a clip of my mum walking up the driveway from church, but she wasn't. It wasn't a Sunday. With me in the pram and my brother and my sister dressed up to the nines. It's like. It's not, we haven't been to church. And Mum walks up the driveway and she goes, oh, look at this nice house. Smell the nice flowers. And like just this really crazy performance of like just what she would be like normal in every day.
Well, it's no wonder you're an actor because they had you acting from the pram.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm dressed like a young sailor in that video, weirdly. What's up with parents dressing their kids as sailors?
Sailors is a gay. It's a very gay costume.
Super gay, yeah.
It's like,
I looked hot.
Yeah.
And I was like two. I was like, I'd pull in that outfit.
Okay, gross.
Anyway, speaking of gross.
Speaking of gross. Speaking of
inappropriate child sexualizations.
Yes. Kevin Spacey apparently did this. Kevin Spacey was 26 at the time. Anthony Rapp was 14. So, and then in response to this allegation coming out, right, Kevin Spacey then released his statement where he was like, I have to apologize to Anthony. If this happened, I don't remember it, but I'm sure it was just a drunken mistake. Own it.
Yeah.
Being drunk doesn't make any excuse.
Also, I think he's an amazing actor, which is so strange.
So weird. And then he was like, also, like, there's stories about me out there, so I feel like it's a good time to address that I have had romantic relationships with men and women. And then he said, but I now choose to live my life as a gay man. Fuck you, Kevin. Fuck you, Kevin Spacey.
It's so funny. Billy Eichner, like, Billy on the Street tweeted about it, which was like, how Kevin has somehow broken the rule of finding a moment where it's not a good time to come out.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's so true. It's like he's gone, he's used this terrible thing he's done, like he's used an opportunity to come out as a way to cover a really terrible thing. He's like, oh, I sexually assaulted someone, but I'm gay, everyone.
I'm out and proud. But also the fact that he used, even just the fact that he used the word choose as well in a way of coming out.
Yeah.
And this whole, like, I've had relationships with both men and women, which in my opinion is, he probably dated a few women when he was in his 20s, and now he has full orgies every weekend.
But even that, it's like that, it's like, it feels like he's like, well, the LGBT queer community are really accepting of everyone. So even if, like, all of Hollywood throws me under the bus, I will still be accepted by the queer community and, like, hopefully can still be in, like, the odd film. It's sort of what it feels like. It's like, oh, I hope I can be a guest on RuPaul.
Yeah, no,
it's like, no
way.
You're not coming on.
No way. The worst thing about it, I reckon, is that he is now his coming out is associated with this like act of pedophilia, essentially. And for conservative people that already...
They're going to love that.
...associate homosexuality with pedophilia, he's just... Like, I feel like he's just throwing gay people under the bus.
They're like, I told you.
Yeah.
We fucking told you.
Yeah. God. You know, I have felt the biggest sense of relief, though. You know why? That is because I have been meaning to catch up on House of Cards for literally years, and I've got the Blu-rays in my cupboard, and now I'm like, I don't have to anymore.
I'm actually choosing not to watch it. It's political.
Yeah, it's political.
No, I don't want to support a child abuser, so.
Yeah. So that's
I don't
it.
Care if he's gay. Yeah, you heard me.
It's fucked up. Frank Underwood came out on House of Cards earlier than Kevin Spacey came out IRL.
Wow.
Because he has like previous relationships with men on that show.
I haven't seen House of Cards. I haven't even seen one episode of it.
It's like, you'd hate it. There's a lot of...
There's no cartoons, Chris. There's no pictures. No
fun.
Look
at the fairies and
no
spells.
No fucking Wizard of Oz rainbow bullshit. You're
no songs.
Hate it. It's smart. It's for smart people.
It's for people who like follow kind of like politics.
Well, speaking
and, like,
of our content, I like. Are you ready for this week's Queen of the Week? So Terry Minsky, she's a American television writer.
Ooh,
she
lucky.
Writes, she's this week's Queen of the Week.
Queen of the Week.
She writes for a show. Called Andy Mack, which
sounds like a makeup. Or it sounds like my dad would be like, "Do you want to go see Andy Mack this weekend?"
Or like comfortable underwear. Like, oh my god, have you tried these Andy Macks? It's like, oh my god, they just slide on. So they've got no tag on them, so they don't itch or irritate you on the back. Like Heidi Klum's. Fuck.
Oh,
Heidi
I never
Klum
noticed about
underwear.
Heidi Klum. Well, recently I bought some Calvin Klein's, and they had huge itchy tags.
Let's talk.
I had to rip them off all the pairs.
My Calvin Klein's have gone to the dogs, to be honest.
Mm.
I've started buying, like, Uniqlo Gruds.
Yeah.
Like, the most, like, shittiest wife front, but they're so comfortable and they don't
really?
Shake it or anything.
I ordered some Calvin Klein's a while, like, 4 months ago. And
yeah.
I know that they've been delivered to my old address. It's around the corner from where we are right now. One time stuff got delivered there and then I went to their house. It's like a young couple with two kids that live there now.
Those kids are running around in your underwear.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what, like, turn them into little tents or something.
I'm just too embarrassed.
Because you're a size XXXL, aren't you?
My underwear size is, it doesn't actually say XXL, it just says child tent size.
Child
on
tent.
The back.
Perfect for a grown man or a child's tent.
Well, I'm too embarrassed to go back. Now, so now I've just let, like,
how long's it been?
Months and months.
You can't be like, hey, I think I dropped some underwear.
I think it's $70 of underwear here. That's I ordered for myself.
Okay, back to Andy Terry, not Andy. Andy is, we keep trying to use that name.
Yeah,
Terry Minsky. So she writes this show called Andy Mack. It is, I've never heard of it, but it's on the Disney Channel, and that's why I've never. It's a good thing I haven't heard of it because I'd be still watching the Disney Channel.
Thank God. Does it not piss you off when, like, kids go to parties now and you hang out with, like, a 20-year-old and they, like, for them, Wizards of Waverly Place is like what they
vintage.
Watched at 8, and
yeah.
When I watched that, I was like 20 years old, being
yeah.
like, oh, it's a wee old kids show.
Yeah, well, Andy Mack's, like, the way I can understand it is it's like 2017's Lizzie McGuire. So it's like a young girl's kind of story of, like, growing up in America, but it's like prides itself on having, like, a really kind of diverse cast, and it speaks
yeah.
around ethnicity, about, like, different parent situations. And one of their young characters on the show, Cyrus, the boy's name is, has just come out as gay on the show.
Should I play a little bit of the audio?
Yeah, it literally made me weep watching it when you just played it before.
Okay. Is this a terrible way to record it? I feel like Tim is going to be angry that I did this.
Coffee. Yeah. I feel weird.
We all feel weird sometimes, mate.
Different.
Oh.
Cyrus. You've always been weird. But you're no different.
Oh.
Oh my god, my little gay heart.
Oh my gosh, do you think Kevin Spacey saw that this week? And he was like, I'm coming out this week, no matter what happens.
I have to do
it. I have to tell people.
Guys. I may be abuser, but I am no different.
No, you're different.
You're still an abuser.
You are different.
You're an exception.
Yeah.
She, yeah, Annie. If I say Annie one more fucking Terry Matt. What's her name?
Terry Mink. Terry Minks.
I've already forgotten our Queen of the Week's name.
Terry Minsky.
Terry
Minsky. Thanks, producer Tim.
Literally, Annie Mack is written all over my phone. I don't know who Andy Mack is.
And Twink, you've done it as a design on the back.
Terry Minsky. So she wrote Lizzie McGuire.
Great.
But she also wrote Less Than Perfect.
This is so exciting. So last week I watched The Ring, and there's the babysitter in The Ring, and I was like, I think that babysitter had her own sitcom. And then we just looked it up, and I found out that sitcom was Less Than Perfect, which was a sick show.
Wasn't she also unpopular, though?
Yeah.
The same actress? God, oh, yeah. She was good.
She's wonderful.
And Dick. What's his name?
Andy Dick.
He's in that. That's why I keep saying Andy Mack.
The theme of this episode,
yes,
should be Andy.
Yeah,
just because the name keeps coming up. Whether we're getting a famous person's name wrong, or it's a kids' TV show, or it's another famous person who we are getting the name right.
Mm. Imagine having a show though when you were growing up, like as like a, I don't know, a 10-year-old, with something like that happened. It would just be profound. I feel like it would be wholeheartedly profound.
He's so good in that clip. Yeah. As well.
It destroys me. I'm going to watch it about 10 more times. And yeah. I think someone should also turn it into a remix. Like a club remix.
Like with the bongo song. Yeah. Background.
When I initially pitched that, I was like, no. Yeah. But then, yeah. I mean, everything's better with a bongo song. So it's 1 year, Eli.
Yeah.
Listeners, it's
congratulations.
Been 1 year.
Thank you so much for joining us on every week, and also
every three weeks
when we forget to do it.
What a ride. Have you learned anything? I feel like a birthday is like a time to reflect and learn.
I'll tell you what I haven't learned. Mic technique. We're still getting a lot of notes on that front. So apologies if we've screwed that up at all today. What have I have been, I'll tell you what's one thing that I have done since I had this podcast is being caught listening to my own podcast, like, and
really,
because a couple of times I have listened back to it like on a car ride or something, and then I've taken my phone out afterwards, and then it comes up, your lock screen comes up with a thing you've been last listening to on it.
Oh.
And a few times I've been in front of someone, they were like, were you just listening to your own podcast?
Yeah, it's research. Like,
yeah, it's to review it.
It's for mic technique.
It's so that we can make it better. And then they're like, why has it never got better?
So I've never finished an episode.
Yeah.
I would say, if you think about, like, because we've been friends for a long time, but was part of a like bigger group.
Yes.
But then this podcast has really refined it just to the two of us intensely.
Yeah. Really intensely.
But I definitely feel like I've learned more about you. Like, you've got it's like there's more shades to you now.
Ooh.
You know
what kind of shades?
Well, like, I think profoundly that you were a nerd growing up.
Yeah, hard out.
And I feel like that makes a lot of you make sense.
Like, really?
Well, like, but there's a sense of empoweredness through it now. You know, like, it's like, yes. And you've also, something that I've always admired is that you've never like laughed back on those things or like tried to hide those things.
Thank you.
That you had, like, that you were obsessed with growing up. It's like, you're like, no, they're cool.
Wow.
And now they are cool.
They are cool. It does make you cool. Like, that's the thing about your 20s and 30s, I think, is all those things that you held back and kept secret then become, you know, beautiful, wonderful parts of you. You know what I've learned about you? The opposite of a nerd. You are a jock. No. you don't know anything about films or music or television.
Yeah.
You basically didn't watch or listen to anything.
Opposite childhoods, maybe?
Yeah.
You were digesting so much.
Too much content. I literally was forming my own internet movie database in my head as a child.
I am IMDb.
Yeah. What I admire as well is you were a performer. From the very young age, lots of videos of you performing. Lots of you performing.
Well, I was trained by my parents.
Yeah,
we had to hire a camera. You see.
Wow. Did I ever tell you that me and my sisters did a Jurassic Park ballet for my parents?
Oh my god, that would be so good.
It's really sick. There's some photos of my little sister, and she's the one with the frill that spit poison.
Ah.
And we used to have a lounge with the floor was like lower than the rest of it.
That's so perfect for a stage.
And you could sit on the edge, so there was an outer layer that was higher. So we used to do Jurassic Park ballets.
I think kids are so hyper aware of like architecture in that sense. They're just always, I was just constantly looking for stages.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is kind of a stage.
Mm-hmm.
All the world's a stage, but then some spaces are better.
Are literally built
for this.
Being viewed.
Yeah, absolutely. I also feel like there's been somewhat of a journey around like being like open and honest about like insecurities or like things that we did in private and just like sharing with each other and then kind of forgetting that we were recording a podcast and
then be like, oh, that got out there.
Yeah,
that
everyone really, knows about it. Yeah. But also opening up a conversation around that. And like also knowing that I think my parents listen to the podcast.
Then
they know this stuff about me. But then I'm just like, I've just spent 6 weeks with my family in Christchurch.
How was that?
Well, it's that thing that I've just recently discovered of being like, maybe I don't care if they know that about me.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I don't care that they know I'm sexual. I like to have sex with my partner. Maybe that
news bulletin. Chris Parker is sexual. Guess that. Get that.
Did I ever tell you about that? My New Year's resolution was to reignite my sexuality.
Yes, I remember being there when you said that.
Yeah, I was like, my New Year's resolution. I was like, I want to reignite my sexuality.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Maybe we should make like New Year resolutions just for the podcast.
That's great.
Thank you.
I will say one thing on the note of families, which was that
don't talk to me anymore.
No. They've rejected me. They listened to 33
episodes.
Oh my
God, I'm so sorry. Let's cancel the podcast.
My sister will, a few of my sisters, they will just text me something that I've said on the podcast and with no context be like, we didn't do that. So I just want everyone to know that maybe
you're a liar.
Maybe I'm fact checked. I'll try and find a text from my sister while we make our goals. Okay.
I definitely think that young gay boys have a inclination to like blur the part. Like, and this is not at all related to the sexual allegations that have been made against Gibbons Mercy. Because that's entirely different. But in terms of their childhood, I think that gay men are like, you were monsters to me. And my often parents were like often quite supportive.
Yeah. Because in your memories you turn it into like a musical.
Absolutely.
A big dramatic feature.
It's like Andy Mack.
Yeah.
Wait, is the kids show called Andy Mack?
It is called Andy Mack. I saw you in your face. God. You were like,
that makes all the sense now. I was so confused. I was like, where did I make up Andy Mack from?
I want to say this right now. Yeah. I think Andy Mack is a bad name for a kids show. And I hate to...
It ain't no Lizzie McGuire.
To bag on something that's obviously doing wonderful progressive things, but every time someone says it, it's like,
call it like,
who's Andy Mack?
Diaries of a wannabe sweetheart. Or it's like something, you know, like
that
you can just sink your teeth into.
What about just like Andy Bobandy? You know, like that sounds like a fun time.
Andy Pandy Pants.
Yeah.
Andy Expandy. Oh, no. I mean, like, as a life expanded, not as like what it sounded like, a waistline expanded.
Andy Expandy is a horrible
nickname
that I imagine someone at some point has been called at the school. Here's my goals for the podcast.
Ooh, okay.
Okay. I
like that we've clearly given this no thought. Like, we're just like impulsively going to say them out loud, but that's good.
I mean, the worst thing about this was that like last week I was like, we should do a birthday episode, and then literally we didn't plan any content for it.
Yeah.
Okay, I would love to be in a news story.
To be in a news story.
Like,
is this any way related to Kevin Spacey?
No, and now I've said it. I'm like, wouldn't it be great if we were part of some sort of scam? Like, we called out a New Zealand celebrity and then they, like, on the podcast, and then they got beat.
They had to address something.
Yeah. Like, Lord.
But it sounds like you want to have a meaningful impact in the world, is what I translate be in headlines to.
No, I want to have a celebrity.
You want a scandal?
With Lord.
Okay.
No, I don't.
do we want a celebrity beef?
Yeah. I mean, who would be our New Zealand celebrity beef? Tamati Coffee.
No, I would rather someone who's not doing good in the world, to be honest.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. Everyone, and maybe all New Zealanders are pretty good. No, that's a lot. I'm digging myself into a weird little hole here, and I'm going to bury myself in the ground here.
No.
Not all New Zealanders are good people.
No.
But also, we don't need to get in the beef with someone. I guess I do want to make a positive impact. You're right. If you uncover what I was actually saying,
a scandal,
and forget everything that I said just before.
Yeah.
What the meaning that you'll find that I'm putting forward now is that I just want to change the world a bit
through a podcast. Okay, so we're going to make a meaningful impact in the world.
Oh, two, we're going to do, so we lost an episode. We recorded an episode with my ex-girlfriend, Brinley Stent.
Yeah.
Where we investigated our previous relationship.
Yeah.
And we're going to re-record that.
Oh, so we're going to brace yourselves. Dust off that old episode. I said FPOS. I meant to say episode. Okay, great. Rediscover old flames.
Mm-hmm.
Is what I've translated. You've got to kind of make them whimsical.
Yeah.
It can't be like your wants can't be like admin.
No. Yeah.
Your like resolution to, would be like, cut my hair. finally mount that picture that's been lying on my floor forever.
And cut my toenails like more regularly.
Yeah, I'm terrible. Got to floss more. Okay, so reignite old flames.
Yeah.
Make a positive impact in the world.
Yes. Oh, I would like to do something. Something part of the gay world that I haven't done before, and then report back on it. Explore new grounds. What would that be? Like, go to Fire Island. I don't really want to go to
Fire
Island.
Sounds like you
want to
be in an orgy.
No, and I don't want to be in an orgy either. I don't even know what I'm talking about.
No, but this is why I'm making them whimsical, because then you can, like, take them any way you want.
Okay.
I think those are three fantastic resolutions for us that I worked through. To be honest, you gave me a pile of shit, and I definitely polished them up.
It's some really foggy stuff, and you really, like, pierced into it.
Maybe,
to find
the king of resolutions.
Yeah, you are.
So, you hear us, listeners, and you can hold us accountable for this.
Mm-hmm.
But our New Year's resolutions for our new year of podcasts is one. I've already forgotten it.
Make a meaningful impact in the world.
The podcast will make a meaningful impact.
It will.
Two, we're going to reignite old flames.
Yes.
Oh, like, I'm thinking we can even bring back old teachers and stuff. That'd be so good.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to have an old teacher on here. Oh. Do you have one? You've got someone in mind?
No, I don't.
Cool.
Did
any of our teachers listen to it? If any of our previous school teachers listen to this,
I'd love that.
Get in touch and review the podcast on iTunes.
And three, explore new grounds.
Oh.
Territory or grounds? Or
yeah, explore new territory.
Yeah. Broaden our horizons. That's a better way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Broaden our horizons.
I've thought about one thing that I would like to do is like go to a gay social group that I don't like, and not like a
You want to find new friends is what you're saying.
Yeah, I want to find new friends. I feel like it's gay hiking groups and stuff.
I get it. You don't want to spend any more time with me?
I want a new co-host. No, imagine if I wanted a new co-host after all the bullshit I've just been spurting from my mouth.
Like, good luck,
none of it made any sense. And you just, like, chiseled it into something that made some sort of sense.
Maybe I'm a sculptor of words. A wordsmith. Oh,
Chris Parker, sculptor of words.
Sculptor of words.
Eli Mathewson, muffler of shit.
Turd creator.
We're all turd creators.
Andy Expandy and the turd creator is like my new comic book.
Imagine someone's being like, you turd creator. I'm like, yeah, so are you.
Yeah, we're all turd creators in this world. And that's what brings us together.
Yeah.
What also brings us together is Hot Fire Internet. And thank you so much, Big Pipe, for sponsoring a whole year of the male gaze. You, if anything, you really are the people that are shining up. The turd that is the male gaze.
Happy anniversary, beautiful people.
Ooh.
Ow.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.